together because they were still together, but you know, there wasn't much of, you know, what the whole gothic element, that was gone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't, you know, and that's what, and instead of, you know, laying it in there like Marlon and say, okay, they're going to go through a transition and a change, it was like they went to bed one night and woke up the next day and he became, you know, you know, some kind of a mogul and some kind of a normal
right,
guy, an insurance salesman or something, and they tried to make him a professor or something, and which he could have done, but if they had left him alone, you know, allowed him to be the kind of eccentric that he was, it would have been a lot more palatable, but they wanted to change him and make him into Joe Regular, and he never was a Joe Regular.
And then the other thing that happened with Nola, I felt Nola got destroyed too, because I felt like they had spent all this time developing her character to, you know, into this romantic heroine character. And,
right.
You know, it's like Nola might not have gone to college or whatever, but Nola was not stupid.
No.
And she wasn't a buffoon.
No.
Right.
I hated Nola as a buffoon, which is also what they did in Pseudo, which I hated. You know, like they had her poisoning dinner guests, and I just... That whole thing that they did back in the 90s, too, I was like, why
right.
did they do this?
I don't know. Well, that, I don't know. It was bad, and I thought, you know, it was a job at that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
understand.
You know, personally, there wasn't anything I could do about it.
Right.
But
and Doug wrote stories that appealed to the different generations so that a grandmother, a mother, and a granddaughter or grandsons could sit and watch the same show and enjoy it.
Right.
But now they've gone for this young buffed stud muffin and model look that isn't
it's
grounded
horrible.
In reality.